USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Thursday. South Korea confirmed the launch, adding that they were most likely ballistic missiles, a violation of United Nations resolutions. The United States Senate has confirmed Dr. Rachel Levine as Assistant Secretary of Health, making her the first openly transgender person to win confirmation. The 52-48 vote on Wednesday was cast along party lines, with two Republicans joining Democrats in support of Levine. Police are reporting a United Airlines flight was diverted earlier this week after a passenger allegedly bit another man's ear and assaulted other people on board. United Flight 728 had to be diverted to Charleston, South Carolina on Wednesday due to a disruptive passenger on board. The flight was scheduled to fly from Newark, New Jersey to Miami, Florida. 14 games as Major League Baseball's spring training continues today. First pitch for the Rays and Braves start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is primarily made up of individuals rather than families. Most of those apprehended trying to cross the border are men in search of jobs, with the pandemic easing and the economy opening back up. AstraZeneca released more data Wednesday for its COVID-19 vaccine, saying the shot was 76% effective at preventing COVID-19. The company had said earlier it had a 79% efficacy rate. The recent report was based on 190 cases, 49 more cases than the company had analyzed earlier. Los Angeles police clashed with hundreds of protesters on Wednesday as officers moved in to close Echo Park's massive homeless encampment. The demonstrators, a mix of homeless people and activists, threw bottles and objects at officers who attempted to push them back from the park. Two unlawful assemblies were declared and dispersal orders were issued due to officers being assaulted with rocks, bottles, and smoke bombs. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A tit-for-tat moment by a National Hockey League ref cost him his job. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Following a hot mic moment, one hockey referee has found himself banned from working any more games for the National Hockey League. Referee Tim Peel was caught on mic during Tuesday night's game between Nashville and Detroit, saying that he wanted to give Nashville a penalty after making a questionable call against the Predators.
There wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early in...
That audio courtesy of Fox Sports Tennessee. NHL Senior Executive Vice President of Hockey Operations Colin Campbell said there was no justification for Peel's comments and called Peel's conduct in direct contradiction to the league's efforts to ensure the integrity of the game. Peel was set to retire from officiating at the end of the season. He'd been a referee with the league since October 1999, officiating more than 1,300 NHL games in his career.
The NHL season started January 13th. NASCAR Cup Series in Bristol, Tennessee with a dirt race Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. on MRN describes dirt racing.
I feel like all the other vehicles that race on dirt are so different. So we felt like this was the best way to go. And, you know, honestly, I think if you look at the field, there's a small handful of guys that have a lot of dirt experience and are, you know, very talented, obviously, on dirt. But I think for the most part, most of the field is going to be trying to figure it out. So it's going to be interesting for sure. And, I look forward to, trying to figure it out and doing something different. It's always fun to learn new things.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.